He is currently the 13th music director in the Omaha Symphony's 100-year history. He's the maestro, Ankush Kumar Behel. And now the conclusion of this live and local interview. As you conduct Beethoven 7th and the Gershwin and everything else that's going on, jazz pianist Aaron Deal joins you as well. And some may just look at this on the surface and say, wow, a jazz pianist is part of this. That's very interesting. But you have been a frequent collaborator with jazz legend Wayne Shorter, the tenor saxophonist, for a long time. Mm-hmm. Jazz has really been a part of what it is you do. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I love music. I love some country music. I love some rock and roll. I love some jazz, some pop music. I like what the kids are listening to today is on the radio once in a while. I think good music is good music. Of course, I love classical music because it's fantastic music as well. But I just think great musicians are, I gravitate toward great musicians, great music making, so it doesn't really matter what the genre is. And living in New York City for a decade or so, and having some of my best friends being jazz musicians, I was one of the guys at the hall watching my friends play jazz music on stage late on a Monday night, Thursday night, whatever, when I wasn't at Carnegie Hall or Lincoln Center. And so I saw these guys grow up through the ranks, all the way from like small dark clubs to jazz at Lincoln Center. And so it's a part of me. I played trumpet in jazz band in high school. I'm not going to pretend that that's my best instrument on any level, but I've been around that music for a while, and it really became a love of mine in New York City. And so to get someone like Aaron Deal, who is such a great classical pianist, but also just such a phenomenal jazz pianist, is really a boon for us to play a piece by Gershwin, who also kind of lives in both worlds in terms of jazz and also classical. So I think it kind of signals where we're going to end up in the concert hall one day soon, where the genres of what we're listening to don't really matter. It's classical, it's pop, it's rocks, it's jazz, and it's just great music. And you're going to sit in a concert hall and enjoy an experience with us at the Omaha Symphony. So this is a great opportunity to just kind of start telegraphing that direction we're heading towards.
You bring up an interesting point, because when you and I chatted, when you were a guest conductor here, we chatted a bit about music that you like to listen to. Now that you are the music director and the maestro here for the Omaha Symphony, has it changed your ability to just slap on some kind of music that you want to listen to, whatever the genre may be?
Yeah, it makes what I'm listening to in my spare time not really for fun, because there's so much repertoire. I never want to apologize for not knowing a piece of music, because there's so much repertoire out there, but that it is my responsibility as music director to discover new pieces and to get to know composers that are alive and making music today, and making living composers who are making music in real time today. So I can feature them with the Omaha Symphony. And it was on all of us during COVID. We were all the conductors. We're on lockdown, and we collectively spent a lot of time discovering living composers or underrepresented composers and composers that kind of fell off the map or just kind of disappeared from our history and never really percolated to the American composers that we are playing in the concert hall every year. And it's just a tragedy. We all discovered some amazing pieces that just were just undiscovered for decades. So my spare time listening is always fun with my kids in the car and my wife. And of course, we're listening to what's on the radio and having a great time doing karaoke and stuff. But when I'm back in my office, and even if I'm just doing emails and stuff, I just want to try to put something on I've never heard by a composer I'm interested in, so I can just get to know them better and just kind of do more research. It's, you know, music happens in real time. You can't skim a book or get a Cliff Notes on a symphony. You have to listen to it in real time. So there's a lot of listening going on right now.
Oh, I bet you do. Again, you have been here to conduct before, but now you're the music director. You know, this is your baby here. So what are some of the behind-the-scenes duties or tasks that now you are saddled with and that has to become a part of your organic day?
Sure. I mean, it's all a joy. I mean, I really feel lucky to walk into meetings with a fantastic team like the one we have at the Omaha Symphony. And we're talking about artistic vision and the orchestra and the growth of the organization. And it's all for the good of the institution. And it's, at this point, I'm the artistic leader of the institution. So it's a pleasure to walk into these meetings and to have the time and space to kind of create and kind of a blank canvas to kind of do what we want to do as an organization and have a couple year plan. I mean, there are meetings where I'm talking about the concert next, which is September. I'm talking about next season. I'm also talking about season 5, 6, and 7 of my tenure. So it's a lot of meetings, but it's a lot of really good meetings. It's a lot of really good work that we're getting through and very thoughtful conversations about the future of this fantastic arts organization, one of the largest performing arts organizations in all of Nebraska. So I feel very fortunate. And in terms of being a music director of an orchestra, I mean, this is where the music making happens. We're going to grow together as an orchestra. Like, this is my first major music director position, and this orchestra and I are going to take the time to get to know each other, to learn each other's musical muscles, and grow together. It's already a great orchestra, but as music director, it changes the trajectory of a rehearsal because it's not just 1 week. Now we're talking about years and years and years of getting to know each other and working together and trying to strengthen each other's musicianship. So it's a really fun process, and I can't wait to get started.
Behel conducts Beethoven 7 is September 24th through the 26th with guest jazz pianist Aaron Deal. OmahaSymphony.org is where one would go for information. It is the maestro, Ankush Kumar Behel, who has joined me today on Live and Local. Welcome you and your family to Omaha, sir, and thank you so much for joining me on Live and Local today.
It's been a pleasure.